Twain and wizards on my lawn. Frankenstein rings my doorbell, accompanied by his bride. Trick or treat is their evil cry as they linger in the cold outside. I wonder, would you give my headpiece? Ghouls and ghosts are everywhere. Yeah, boo to you too. It was then I had a brainwave. I knew exactly what I'd do. I put a sheet over the wife's head and sent her to answer the door. The Brat Pack laughed and thought it was cool, but they didn't know what was in store. I wonder, would you give my headpiece? From off her head, you could hear their screams for miles. She wasn't wearing a false face, that's just the way she is. But even so, I love her to bits, especially on nights like this. I wonder, would you give my headpiece? What about those pumpkins with their stupid toothy smiles? I dug the garden shredder out, man, those things got squirted for miles. And so the rest of the weekend was spent in perfect peace. No more annoying callers and no more trick or treats. Enjoyed a little peace. That was until Monday, when the police called at my door. The wife brought them in and told me, it's you they're looking for. Tell me, Mr. Many Moons, what exactly did you do? There are terrified children all over town, covered in pumpkin poo. I struggled out of my armchair and with shaky hands grabbed my cane, and from my old man's stoop I looked up and shouted, sorry, could you say that again? As the officer repeated himself, I prepared my old puppy dog eyes. The next wee bit was tricky, because I didn't want to tell him any lies. The illusion that I couldn't have done it by now was plain to see. The icing on the cake was when I looked up and I simply said, who, me? And so the officers left my home, happy that there was no crime, saying, we're going to speak to those children about wasting our valuable time. The wife, she stood and shook her head. She says, I suppose you want some coffee. Yes, please, dear. And while you're there, could you dig me out my Oscar?
Thank you.